You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Clean Air Radio broadcast for the first time last Monday at the foot of the Portman Bridge. Clean Air Radio is a project of the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation, SPEC, and they took their low-power transmitter out to meet people at the scene of the rush hour snarl. Monday was a particularly bad traffic day, so the audience moved slowly through the range of 88.5 FM's broadcast signal. David Fields is a transportation campaigner with SPEC. He's one of the people behind the mic at Clean Air Radio, and he joins me this morning. Hi, David.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, and sounds thrilling what you've been doing. A bit like guerrilla radio. How mobile is your setup?
Well, it's totally scalable. So the rig that we had set up at the side of the highway was quite bulky. We had a couple of laptops that were networked. We had a small board and other equipment, but we can pare it down. It can be small enough to mount on a bicycle, and it's fully transportable.
And how do you deal with weather conditions?
Well, it's at the site we had a tent set up, and the transmitter itself is not fully weatherproof yet, but that can be easily adjusted to contend with foul weather. The mast that we used, which was a 20-foot-tall bamboo pole, is a fair-weather mast as well, but we're working on changing the rig so that we can use it in a variety of different conditions.
And how do motorists know that you're not just a group of, I don't know, people just hanging out as opposed to a radio station?
Well, we were lucky enough to draw the attention of local media, so we had some advance notice in local papers. So people could find out the frequency to tune in that way. But also we had signage around the location, as well as banners hanging from overpasses on the approach to the location where we were, which was at the 152nd Street on-ramp. And on that on-ramp, it's quite congested. It's queued for several kilometers. So we had people with banners along the roadway that had receivers with them, so we were actually playing the broadcast along the side of the roadway. And since traffic moves so slowly there, you can actually maintain a conversation with people. So we had volunteers that were alerting drivers to the broadcast.
Oh, wow. So that way you could get some idea, really, of who was listening, who was tuning in.
That's right. And we received a mixed bag of reactions. I mean, there's some people that just tried to ignore us, and other people, you know, really tried to tell us off. And other people thought it was a great idea, because everybody that's in traffic, especially through that corridor, not all of those people are in support of tuning the Portman Bridge. There's a lot of people that actually have concerns and strong concerns about it, but unfortunately have no choice but to drive their cars because the transit choices in that area are so few. And so one of the things that we were talking to people about on air was sustainable options to tuning the Portman Bridge, which includes a bullet bus that would link up Surrey to Coquitlam, which is where most of the traffic, or a third of the traffic, is actually routed from and to. And so whether they're stuck there in traffic, we could actually describe to people how it would work and how the bypass lane would work and where it would be located that would allow this bullet bus to get around all of that congestion onto the bridge deck, which is almost always free flow, and get off immediately linking up Surrey and Coquitlam.
So you had a live interchange with the people in the cars. What else did you have on your program? What other content had you planned?
Well, we had interviews with various experts on transportation, as well as people that are organizing in their communities around the region, voicing their concerns about Kevin Falcon's plan to expand Highway 1 and the sustainable options. But also we had near real-time reports from our Commuter Affairs Bureau Chief, David McKee, who was riding the SkyTrain. And he was talking to people along the SkyTrain about their experience. And so he would file reports with us, and we would play them on air so that we could sort of compare and contrast the experiences of the automobile commuter with those that use transit.
Make people feel uncomfortable. Other choices.
It wasn't our intent to make people feel uncomfortable. I mean, we certainly want to expose the fallacies around expanding highways, and we're certainly interested in expanding upon the value to investing in public transit. And so it was... Our approach was very friendly, and it also wasn't a pulpit from which we were preaching to people. We wanted to make it fun. So it was a morning show, so we tried to yuck it up a little bit.
Yeah, music? I mean, music is a big part of commuting radio.
That's right. Our theme, of course, was road tunes. And also we given the radio's name, Clean Air Radio, climate change and air quality was also another theme. So we dedicated songs like Sarah Harmer's version of Stormy Weather to Gordon Campbell, who recently has claimed that expanding the highway and twinning the bridge will actually reduce greenhouse gas emissions. So it was a good opportunity for us, through music and talk, to draw attention to the provincial government's attempt to, you know, to twin the bridge at all costs and to expose the fact that they'll say anything to get their way.
And why did you choose the focus on Highway 1 for your premiere?
Well, it's the transportation is a critical issue for our region, and climate change is a critical issue globally. And with so much talk coming from all sides around the 20th Portman Bridge and expanding Highway 1, we figured it was a good place to have our debut broadcast. And we will be setting up broadcasts throughout the Highway 1 corridor in different communities, like Maillardville and Coquitlam, for instance, Burnaby and Vancouver, to draw more attention to the sustainable options that we have available to us. So instead of expanding the highway, you know, beefing up SkyTrain, beefing up general service throughout south of Fraser, those kinds of ideas. But also we'll be branching out as time goes on to other issues outside of transportation that still deal with clean air, other issues of climate change and local air quality as our region addresses, you know, the big issues of climate change.
And what are the goals of your project?
Well, we're looking to, we're looking to educate public on issues of transportation and clean air, but we're really looking to activate the public and empower the public on these issues. Kevin Falcon is intent on twinning the bridge, creating his evil twin, and he has Gordon Campbell and the Liberal Party behind him. What we hear a lot about is that Kevin Falcon saying that it's a done deal, but I don't believe that's the case. What it's going to take is citizen action, and we are providing one means for people to take action and to learn more, to organize in their communities. Because people have concerns about transportation and Kevin Falcon's evil twin, but people just really don't know how to get started. So we're helping out that way. And working in conjunction with other projects, with other organizations, this is one piece of a whole to get citizens active on these kinds of issues. Because in the end, politicians have to answer to people, and even though Kevin Falcon is trying to bully municipalities and individuals to get his way, all of us working together in all of our communities, we will be able to stop it.
Were you encouraged by the response in terms of volunteers or people wanting to get involved?
Absolutely. It took 23 volunteers to make Clean Air Radio happen on Monday. And most of these people were new to the issue, were new to SPEC, were new to this kind of activity, which is really quite encouraging. And after the broadcast, we've heard from several people that are interested in getting involved, and even some people that are old amateur radio enthusiasts that are interested in helping us build more transmitters. And so we've actually discussed the idea of constructing a network of transmitters along sections of Highway 1 and using an internet relay to get a broader coverage area. So people are really quite enthusiastic about this project, and people are really excited to have an opportunity to take action.
And where did the inspiration come for this kind of organizing approach to radio?
Well, for me, it harkens back to my teenage days, looking at articles and images from Maximum Rock and Roll magazine of punks in Berlin that were using pirate broadcast to broadcast over the Berlin Wall. Really, radio has been used around the world to create community and to build connections, and that's what we seek to do here as well. I mean, it's like I said, we weren't seeking to preach to people that were stuck in traffic. We're hoping to build a community around issues of sustainability and clean air and transportation. And so by setting up the broadcast Portman Bridge, you know, it's an audience that many perceived as being hostile to our aims, but in actual fact, there are people that are looking for options. And so in opening up that dialogue and the building connections between people from many different communities, I believe that this will actually amount to a community built around a sustainable vision for our region. And this is what we need. It's critical that we have this right now because we have a provincial government that's trying to steer us off into the other direction. And we all live in this region for the same reason, whether we live south of the river or north of the river. We live here because this is one of the most livable places on the planet, and we all have similar concerns. And so hopefully, through this project, you know, we can build a bridge of our own and translate that into citizen action to build the community that we want to have.
And I understand you're also carrying your broadcasts on a podcast. They're putting on a podcast. Where can we find that?
The blog is www.cleanairradio.ca. And so we have clips from the morning broadcast up there right now. And as the days go on, we'll be posting other audio. We'll be posting video from the day as well. And over the next few weeks, we'll be posting a how-to on Instructables.com so we can show everybody how we did it. And because one of the things we tried to demonstrate with this project, even though the debut broadcast is quite elaborate, just about anybody can do this. Building a web presence is really quite easy. There's lots of free tools out there. And, you know, building a transmitter is really quite easy, and it's inexpensive. I mean, the transmitter we used is totally homemade. I made it on a weekend and for about $60, and even used some reclaimed materials. And I had never built anything like this before in my life. It's the first time soldering anything. So we like to show people how to do this kind of thing, and over the time, giving suggestions of how people can take action in many different ways.
Well, it's really exciting, and the best of luck with continuing with the project.
Oh, thank you very much.
Alrighty. Bye-bye, David.
Bye now.
I've been speaking with David Fields. He's the Transportation Coordinator at SPEC, the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation. We've been talking about the launch of Clean Air Radio, and if you'd like a link to their podcast, simply go to cleanairradio.ca, or you can go to our website at cooperadio.org/redeye for a direct link.